Speaking of podcasting and Audio Hijack Pro, just let me tell you that when Big Fatty says he does not use the computers or the cell phones, he means it.
Y'all have to listen to There Are Some Who Call Me Tim, the most recent one, because that one was a hilarious shit sammy between the three of you.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Halftime of the Big Game and Episode 1 of Big Fatty Online. Coming up today, we will clear up a little bit of unfinished business. We'll introduce you to a new segment that I'm calling Memory Lane Music, and much, much more here on Big Fatty Online, Episode 1. It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Just let me tell you that when Big Fatty says he does not use the computers or the cell phones, he means it.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3293. The BFO for Sunday, the 7th of February, 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, it's halftime of the Superb Owl, and we're gonna draw the number one, number two, and number three fans. Yes, we're ready! Halftime of the Superb Owl, but y'all, before we get to our main activity today, y'all, first of all, we're going to welcome back all of our former number one, number two, and number three fans, and y'all, I want to tell you a little bit about the commercials that Big Fatty has enjoyed. Y'all, I think my favorite one so far has been the M&M's commercial. It was one of the first ones, if not the first one. It was the one where the people would say sorry, and the guy went to the confession booth and handed the priest M&M's and said, sorry you had to hear all that. And then the woman said, sorry I called you Karen, but that's my name. Sorry that your name is Karen. And y'all, and then Dan Levy was in there too. And y'all, it was just cute. And my second favorite one, and it's a close tie here, is the DoorDash commercial with the Muppets singing In Your Neighborhood. And y'all, I just thought that was really cute. Now, I was not a child growing up with the Sesame Street or anything like that, but I thought it was cute. Y'all, the 3D Doritos commercial where Matthew McConaughey was just real skinny and all. Y'all, it didn't get me. I didn't like it until the very end when he ate the 3D Doritos and then he expanded and he was inside the vending machine. I literally laughed out loud. Y'all, didn't like the Pringles commercial with the space capsule. And y'all, the Bud, you know, it was stated that Budweiser wasn't going to advertise this year, and Budweiser hasn't, but Bud Light had with the Legends. I didn't really care for that either. And they've also done the Bud Light Seltzer with the lemons, and I thought that was pretty good. Weirdest commercial was the Oatly with the guy singing No Cows in the field. And y'all, going into halftime, it's Tampa Bay 21 and Kansas City 6. Big Fatty Mean King is going to be very disappointed. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I had a lot I had a lot of last-minute entries, and I'm going to just zoom through them now. The Laughing Buddha says, Big Fatty, please enter my name into the colostomy bag for the number one fan contest, because I have got nothing better going on during this unprecedented pandemic, and I need a little joy in my life. Signed, the official spam ambassador of the BFO, the Laughing Buddha, a.k.a. Mark from St. Paul. Well, Mark, Laughing Buddha, thank you. Y'all, Mean King, you know he's watching the game. He says, hello, fat one. I'd love to be the number one fan for 2021. I have a sinus infection, so I can't think of anything funny to retort here. All I know is go Chiefs in the superb owl. Gotta take Brady out. He's a goat, not a goat. LOL, and maybe he will come onto the field with his walker or his leash. Big Fatty. Patty Bacon says, ole, Big. You know, that's hello backwards. It's me, Patty. Patty Bacon from Niedrabah, North Dakota. 2020 was the year of Shet. 2021 is the year of bacon. Toodles, Patty. Thank you, Patty. Hendrick from over there in Germany, Mexico says, I want to be the number one fan because rain showers are the closest we get to that in 2021. Big Fatty. Yo, Jimmy Bear. Jimmy Bear says, hey, Big Fatty, please enter me into your little contest. No joke. Love. Jimmy Bear. Jimmy Bear, send us a joke. Yo, Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon, y'all, this may be the best entry, but, you know, it doesn't matter what you say. Her entry says, meh. Termin Single Tim and the Baby's Arm say, oh my God, I need to be the number one fan again because I need a second term. Asha says, please put my name in the number one fan contest so I can be denied for for another year. Tim in Alaska says, I better get them cha-cha heels. That's all I've got to say. Brian from the Japan, Mexico says, hey, Big Fatty, I want to be your number one fan because I'm so behind on the little show that I just heard about the contest today. Much love. Y'all, this is from Scotty, not the little Aussie battler, but Scotty in Northern California. He says, hi, Big Fatty, would you please enter me into your number one fan contest? If I can't make it to number one, I will be fine being your number two. And y'all, then we've got Lamont Cranston. He says, hey, Big Fatty, my salsa factory boss preaches to hug deadlines. Never submit anything early, but I'm still early for your contest. Y'all, David the Blue Jeans guy says, I deserve this so I can give regular Speedway thank you for calling updates. Y'all, Gay Country West says, here's my insertion into your colostomy bag, Fatty. I am fully digestible, even for those who may have dairy fairy stomach issues. Big Fatty. Y'all, Lockin says, Big Fatty, I think I qualify to be the number one fan because I recently joined the sharding club myself. Well, Lockin, you need to call in a shart story. I don't have shart week stuff. Much of that. Y'all, Michael out there in the Palm Springs says, I'd like a chance to be the number one fan, so please add me to the colostomy bag after you've cleaned it. Y'all, DJ Ron says, I like to wait until Friday just before 5 p.m. to submit my entry to the number one fan contest because I hope my entry gets stuck in the lid of the colostomy bag and it improves my chances of winning. Love you. Y'all, Baron Frosty says, I don't want to win, but if it saves someone else from the horror, I'm willing to take one as punishment as punishment for introducing you two. I don't know what that means. Y'all, 4 minutes before the deadline said, Big Fatty, I want to be the number one fan of 2021. Pick me. Tom of Tom and Terry and the Chicago's. And y'all, the very last entry came in 1 minute prior to the deadline from the Fay driver. He says, Big Fatty, I would like you to enter me in the number one fan contest, and I would like you to withdraw Scotty, the little Aussie Battler's entry, because this is the first year he has ever entered the contest legally. Given Scotty's vast number of years of illegal entries, now is not the time to ruin his losing streak by having him win the contest. Thank you, the Fee Driver. And yo, we had over 50 entries this year, and I just want to thank everybody for participating. And is leading us off, y'all. They're the very first, back in 2009, the very first number one fan, Bill in St. Louis. Space Ace from the Australia, Mexico, down there in the future, was number two. And Miss Beva. Miss Beva was the number three fan, 2010. It was Moose P as the number one. Gavin was the number two. And Miss Beva repeated. Big Fatty, did she have Mexican? I don't know. y'all, in 2011, it was Joe in Dallas. Big Fatty, he has the best poon. And Casey in Denver. Big Fatty, he has an enormous crema tree. It's true. And Terry in the Chicago's. Big Fatty, he's married to Digger. It's true. Y'all, in 2012, it was... Oh, there's Gavin. There's Gavin and Yaz Mamadou and the gay cowboy in New Hampshire was number three. y'all, in 2013, here they come. That's the Glavitas. Along with Drusilla Blomey and the little Aussie Battler. He was number three that year. Y'all, we had a Mexican. We had a Mexican in 2014. Y'all, it was that crazy Mexican Hat M as number one. Kingsley was number two. And Mr. Tim Kumal was number three. In 2015, it was Trucker Alex as number one, Gary in Albuquerque, I don't know where he is now, and Ed Candelabra was number three. In 2016, it was Brian in the Danbury, Big Fatty, he's moved. And then we had Gavin as the number two fan that year, and Christina was the number three. Big Fatty, she looks terrific. It's true. Y'all, my youngest daughter, Nessa, was number one in 2017. Mack and Flo Rida was number two. And Gay Country West was number three that year. Oh, yes, Mr. Mike. Yes, Big Fatty, he's the quiet one. He was number one in 2018. Aw, Chris was number two. And Patrick Plain Woodhaven was number three. Hi, Boot Woodhaven. 2019, it was Terminally Single Tim was number one. Kathy Marshall in the San Francisco was number two. And Ant, you know, he's in the Palm Springs now. He was number three. And then, oh, Big Fatty, look, he had to run all the way to the back of the line again. Yes, last year's number one fan, Bill in St. Louis, our first repeater, was the number one fan. My Northeast Straight Daddy, oh, look, Big Fatty, he brought little Logan to the ceremony, was number two. And, of course, Francie was number three that year. So, I think that's about all I got to say about that. Oh, Big Fatty, look, Bill in St. Louis is, moving, towards the microhoist. Let's take a listen.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's your number one. Since it's come to the end of my term, I'd like to say a few words. It's come to the time of year where I must step down from that special chair as your current number one fan. Once again, it's been a pleasure serving as number one, and as you know, having had prior experience, it's made the job and responsibility much easier. I hope you've enjoyed the tribute in the form of Mercurochrome and Melba Toast in 2020. I wish all the good fortune I can send to the next lucky person that assumes the position on the chair of being the 2021 number one fan. It'll be very exciting to hear who he or she may be. It should be even better next year when I come back and throw my hat in the ring to win the trifecta of number one fans. Take care and good luck to all those enter. Talk to you all later. Bye-bye.
It is time for us to choose the number one, number two, and number three fan of the BFO for 2021. And y'all, as is with tradition, I will have Poodle reach into the colostomy bag. Big Fatty, I've got it right here. Can you hear? Can you hear it? It's right. It's the colostomy bag. And she will pull out the number one fan, so everyone has a chance to be the number one fan. And then she'll pull out the number two fan. And then she'll pull out the number three fan. Yes, Big Fatty. And then we will announce the winners in reverse order. It's true. And that gives everybody a chance to be the number one fan. Big Fatty, I can't believe the time is here. Let's get to it. Big Fatty, I am now reaching my hand into the colostomy bag, and I have selected the number one fan of the BFO, and now I am selecting the number two, I say, true fan of the BFO, and now I'm selecting the number three fan of the BFO. Big Fatty, this is so exciting! Yes!
The number three fan of the BFO for 2021 is...
Baron Frosty! Big Fatty, we love Mr. Cackle! Oh, and he's got a new place to live, and he's covered in paint! Oh, that's wonderful!
The number two fan of the BFO for 2021 is...
Blonde Guy Jay! Big Fatty, we love Blonde Guy Jay and his puppy dog! And a Big Fatty, should we speak louder? Because you know he's blind! I don't know, I think he's got it. And anyway, all right, y'all, are you ready? Big Fatty, I cannot wait! The suspense is killing me! Oh, dear Gussie! Oh, dear Gussie! Oh, dear Gussie!
The number one fan of the BFO for 2021 is...
Big Fatty, I can't believe it! Y'all, it is Fake Orgasm and the British Invasion! Big Fatty, we have co number one fans, and they're from Mexico! It's true, so congratulations! Congratulations to Mr. Cackle, that's Baron Frosty, to Blonde Guy Jay, and to Fake Orgasm and the British Invasion for being the number one, number two, and number three fans of the BFO for 2021. Oh, Nick, I see y'all, I say it every year, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart, I can't do this without you, and it means the world to me that you listen, and find somebody else, you know, go out there and ruin somebody else's life and suggest the little show to them. Big Fatty, what inspiring words. Go out and ruin somebody else's life. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show. And Archer, will you lead us in the motto of the BFO?
Just let me tell you that when Big Fatty says he does not use the computers or the cell phones, he means it.
Oh, Big Fatty, you shut down the WWW2 for right there.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www.
or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.